our God is a educator, as well as all of his other attributes. And many times we look to understand something, and we wait. How many find the beginning of Ezekiel a little bit difficult to digest? The wheel between the wheel and the four faces of a, and they're all going in the same direction, facing out, which doesn't make any sense in the natural. Well, as I read this twice now, not just once, twice, I read it actually more than once. I read it 3 or 4 times actually. And the Holy Spirit says, take them tonight to this particular little place with you. So I'm just going to ask you to kind of close your eyes and say a short prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Let the spirit of education.
Let the spirit of education.
Come into my heart tonight.
Come into my heart tonight.
So that I can comprehend. From your perspective.
From your perspective.
What God is saying to the bride.
What God is saying to the bride.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been in this book now for several days. It's the new book by Wade Taylor, and this was jumping out loud and clear. And I mean, again, when I read it again this morning, I said, "Oh my God, Lord, you really want me to share this?" And I put a marker on it. This is where I want you to go tonight. This is okay. Here we go. Those who keep His works to the end, which is, you know, the emotions that we have, we want to stop. That's deception that's really wanted to, you know, come in. Are represented in the scriptures in different views to convey the necessary process to qualify them to rule with the Lord. These are seen as being a son of God, quote, a bride, quote, the man-child, quote, overcomers, quote. So these are all one and the same thing. So you've got what? A son of God, a bride, a man-child, and an overcomer. This is as seeing four sides of the same person, each from a different perspective. So you want to just close your eyes. I'm going to try to let you digest this truth tonight. Okay? A son of God, a bride, a man-child, and an overcomer. This is as seeing four sides of the same person, each from a different perspective. As a son of God, I am involved in a cooperative relationship with Jesus. As a bride, I am yielded. So my life has become the expression of His life. As a man-child or a mature child, I am caught up to rule with authority. And as an overcomer, I have qualified to be used in the end-time purposes of the Lord. Try it on for size, very slowly. As a son of God, I am involved
in a cooperative relationship
with Jesus.
As a bride,
I am yielded so that my life has become an expression of His life. As a man-child, I am caught up to rule with authority. And as an overcomer,
I have qualified
to be used in the end-time purposes of the Lord. Kind of cool, huh? Listen carefully. Revelations 4:6 and verse 7. Two verses. And therefore the throne. There was a sea of glass like to crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion. And the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. These beasts or living creatures are a type of the New Testament overcomer. The four beasts, living creatures, speak of full maturity in the spirit, or spiritual maturity. This same description is given in Ezekiel, where one living creature is portrayed with four faces, Ezekiel 1:10. The lion speaks of spiritual authority and relates to the man-child who has been caught up to the throne to rule all nations with a rod of iron. The calf speaks of sacrifice and relates to the bride who has become one with the bridegroom, Jesus, so that her life has become the expression of his life. The man speaks of relationship or communion and relates to sons who have entered the vineyard in a cooperative relationship with our Lord. The eagle speaks of spirituality and relates to overcomers who have qualified and are caught up to be seated with Jesus in his throne. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings for every one were joined one to another, and the two covered their bodies, and they went every one straight forward. Where the Spirit was to go, they went. Ezekiel 1:11-12. These are the four sides, listen to the parentheses, balanced spiritual maturity. The four sides is really representing the balanced spiritual maturity. In other words, you can't have one corner developed without the other on equal four points, which is kind of cool. Okay? Of those who will be caught up in that day to be a part of all that the Lord is about to do in the closing out of the church age, the judgments of the present world system, tribulation, and the setting up of the millennial kingdom, visitation. Through this corporate body of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are living in the final days of preparation for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ to become the manifest head of his corporate body. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Revelation 1:14. This time, Jesus is not coming in humility as a baby to become our Savior. Rather, he is coming in power and authority as a lion to take his place as the head of a fully mature body. And he had in his right hand, Revelation 1:16, seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. The Lord will again move as he did through Noah, Abraham, Moses, and John the Baptist. Remember, all of these are precursors. Each of these was uniquely called, and each had a major part in the transition from one age into the next. Progressively higher revelation concerning the purposes of God in the earth. In each of these past times of transition, the Lord used a single individual. However, in this coming time of transition, his voice will become as the sound of many waters, with an S, which speaks of many-membered corporate body. These will be clothed with the sun and will be looking for his appearing. All I need to do to become a part of this is to pray. How many want to pray? Put your hand up. Say, Lord, I desire to be a part of this end time transition. And then cooperate
in heart obedience.
As the Lord responds. He is standing at the door. And he's waiting.
He's waiting.
What does that do inside? Anybody got a... an opening of something?
No, I was just reading about the seven stars, and they represent the seven churches.
Uh-huh.
And they were 50 miles. I was actually thinking about locating. I wanted a map, and I wanted to... I know a couple of churches that have got some really bad things going on, and we kind of confronted one with the love of Christ, you know, that guy was a jealous God because they allowed a Hindu wedding in their church. And I prayed that out, me and my friend Geraldine. And one of the sisters from that church, she does her hair. I'm like, Geraldine, ask her if that's the truth, you know, because I heard someone went to this wedding. And she said, oh, yeah, we have an open mind at our church. And people rave about this priest. I mean, they rave about him. They love him. They think he's awesome. And I was just like, how could this happen? And so I said, she got together, and I was praying in the Spirit for the Holy Spirit to give her something, if that was to be. And her answer, she told her in a very gentle manner that guy was a jealous guy. And I'm sure she took that back with her.
You have to remember, believe it or not, in my office at home. Now this is going back when Tim had his office down the hallway from me.
Oh, I remember. Well, I didn't know your office was there. I know.
Yeah. You know where
his office was. When I first came in.
Okay. No, his office was downstairs when he first started. Mm. Okay?
Downstairs.
And one Monday morning I come to work. My office was the first one at the bottom of the stairs. And there's a piece of white, clear plastic envelope with a newspaper inside. And it's, you know, mailed to Tim, but it's under my door. And there's a little post-it on it. Kim, this is for you. And it wasn't even open. And I can't tell you the name of the journal. It's not important. That's not the point. But at that time, which is back in the early 80s, okay, there was part of the Vatican that was approving some of the bishops in India who would say Mass to Om, O-M, the god Om. Mm-hmm. So you can see the New Age system flowing in.
Yeah.
And so this is not a surprise because they want to become universal. They want to become all-encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to enclose everybody.
Mm.
So if you're a believer of Christ Jesus, that's okay. But if you want to worship Om next Sunday, it's still okay.
Mm.
And so they have this policy. And all I can say is that was back in 1986 or 85, somewhere in there. 87 maybe the latest. So nothing has changed.
Mm.
And I'm not being critical. That's just where they're at. So we need to be aware that there's going to be some of this stuff. And we need to be able to say, okay, what's my job, like you said? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. And the other church is not that far from that one.
Yeah.
Not that far.
I don't think you're going to have to wait 50 miles in between each.
No, I don't think so, no. But there's a gay woman who's living with her partner, and she's serving communion at
sure.
the altar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, it's happening in the West. I mean, in the California area, there's a lot of things going on that are.
These are Catholic.
Not
churches.
Just in the Anglican, in the Catholic Church too.
They are Catholic churches.
Yeah.
These two.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
There was just one on the news. I'm talking about.
Oh, there was one in the news.
Yeah.
Okay. But see, again, what should be our focus? Our focus is really to really concentrate on you and me being perfected by the Holy Ghost so that we can become what we've been called to be, which is the overcomer. And that's my goal.